for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Monday, the 13th day of the month of Kislev. I hope that each of you are having a great day. I'm sorry, today is the 14th day of the month of Kislev. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email to sponsor future programs. Please visit OU.org/call. That's OU.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For those who may have missed it, we had a tribute yesterday to Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks Zatzal. It aired yesterday at 12 p.m. at OU.org/Sacks Tribute. It is live, or at least on demand streaming. It can be watched anytime, and I highly encourage, if you have not had an opportunity to watch it yet, to take a look. The entire video is 22 minutes long and is very, very meaningful. It was done in partnership together between the OU, Yeshiva University, and the Rabbinical Council of America. Again, it can be accessed at OU.org/Sacks, and then Rabbi Sacks' last name, Sacks Tribute. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to introduce Rabbi Yechiel Bressler of Congregation KIMS of West Rogers Park in Chicago, Illinois, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Bressler slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Bressler to learn more about his wonderful community in Chicago. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Bressler.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. Thank you to the whole team at the OU, Rabbi Karish, and the whole OU staff for making this, as well as all the invaluable programs and resources available to Druze really across not only North America, the entire world, during this extraordinarily difficult time. I personally get tremendous chizuk. I get my own strength from glancing over just some of the emails that you send out and some of the programs that you are doing to keep Jews connected and keep Jews connected to the Torah. So tremendous yashar koach, and I thank you to all of you for doing that. As I sat down last night, and I intentionally share that it was last night, to think about what I wanted to share, I wanted to begin my remarks in that way. Because even though I would typically like to at least think about what I'm going to say a couple of days in advance, the reality is that right now we all have so much on our plate that I would like to say none of us, but at least for myself, I will speak for myself, that it becomes incredibly difficult to prioritize our resources and our time and our efforts to perform as well as we would like to. But the reality is that there is no shame in that, and I feel no shame in that, because there's no shame in admitting the struggle, and in fact, there is potentially shame in not admitting the struggle. And so while I am supposed to be giving a short Divrei Chizuk, some words offering some strength, I truly, truly feel just totally unqualified to do so. But rather, I would like to at least share some thoughts that I've been considering and that, for myself, I've been trying to keep in mind during this time period to make the most of this time in our lives. And I want to share one idea that I have shared previously during this pandemic, and I apologize if anybody listening has heard it from me in another context, but I don't want to preach, and I just want to share my own thoughts. And that is one pasuk from the beginning of the book of Sefer Yirmiyah, the book of Jeremiah, that Jeremiah, while sharing prophecies of the destruction of the temple, he had a very challenging life, and he lived through the destruction of the temple, as well as he authored the book also of Eicha, lamenting the terrible tragedies of destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. But his prophecies begin with one pasuk that some may know as a song that says that despite all of that and all of the destruction that would occur, God will never completely destroy us. Why? Because he absolutely loves us. And because the pasuk says, Ko amar Hashem, so says God to Yirmiyah, Zacharti lo chesed me'urayich, tell over to the Jewish people that I remember for you, on your behalf, chesed me'urayich, the kindness of your youth, ahavas kelulosayich, the love of what many commentators interpret kelulosayich coming from the word kala, from the word bride, the love that took place at Har Sinai of giving the Torah. But what was this chesed me'urayich, the kindness of your youth? Lechtech acharai b'midbar, you came after me, you followed my ways, you followed me b'midbar in the desert out of Egypt, be'eretz lo zeruah, in an unsown land. And listen to the words of the Metsudas David, one of the foremost commentators on Tanakh. On this pasuk, he says, Ratzal lomar, meaning to say, Zachor lefanai ha'amana she'amanta bi. Remember before me that the faith, the trust that you had in me, shehalachta acharai b'midbar, that you went after me in a desert, be'eretz she'ein ba zera zeruah, that in a land that had no seeds, that had no produce, that had no food, ve'ein ma le'echol, you hadn't even had what to eat. Of course, we know that they ended up having the miracle of the man. But says God, I remember that you came after me, you had trust in me, you had faith in me, despite having no resources, having nothing to eat, going through this unsown land. God remembered the Jewish people sojourning in the desert. And they had traveled through an area of an unsown land, and despite all of that, how did the Jewish people make it through? Lechtech acharai, by ultimately saying, God, we are with you. We have nowhere else to turn, but we are with you. Trusting that God would take us to the promised land, where we needed to be, no matter the difficulties of the journey. And this act and this trust in God is what developed this deep-rooted love and connection between God and the Jewish people, to the point that God stayed committed to us and said, no matter what, no matter how difficult times may get, I will always love you, and that love will never be extinguished. And to me personally, our current reality that we are living through is an Eretz Lo Zeruah, is an unsown land. We don't have what to eat. Hopefully, please God, we do have what to eat, but we don't have the resources to look to. We don't have those with the experience of living through such a challenge that we are living through now. We don't know who to trust, who not to trust. We have very few resources of comfort. Yet, what we do have, what we must focus on, is what we do have. And that's what Jews have and always will have. And we turn to Hashem and we say, we are with you. We may feel confused at times, we may feel lost at times, but we are with you, and we do our best to daven well, we do our best to take care of our families and communities, we do our best to learn Torah and keep mitzvot, and ultimately we turn to God and simply say, we, God, are with you. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, when we do this, and we make it through this, and we grow from this, and we recognize the positive and good opportunities in life, and opportunities in our current situations, then God looks at us and says, look how you came together. Look at how you stayed committed to my Torah, to each other, to our communities. Like how you came together and rallied around my Torah. You were with me. And because of that, God says, I am with you, and I will always be with you. Lechtech acharai b'midbar be'eretz lo zeruah. You're going after me. You're turning to me. No matter what situation we are in, that we have God, and we will never be alone. Lechtech acharai b'midbar. God says, I will be with you as well. We will now say the Tehillim, three chapters of Tehillim, beginning with Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Parak 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai Roi lo echdar. Bin os desha yarbi tseini al me menucho sina halini. Nafshi yeshoved yanchini b'magli tzedek v'man shemo. Gam ki eilech v'gei talmodes lo ira ro ki ato imadi. Shifticho mishantecho heimo yenachamu mi. Taroch lefonai shulchon neget toreroi. Bishanto Hashem en Roshi Kosi Rivaya Achtov Bachesed Yirdufuni Kol Yimei Chayai Bishachti Bevei Sadonai Liyorech Yamin. The next Tehillim we will say is Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shilam alo, so yinayel heharim, meyayin yobo ezri. Ezri, meyim adono, yotei shamay, yisoret, al yitei, mamot raglecho, al yonum, shomrecho. Hinei lo yonum lo yishon, shomer yisroel, adonoi shomerecho. Adonai tzilecho, yadiminecho, yomom, ha-shemesh bo yakeko, v'yareyach ba-loilo. Adonai yishmorcho mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecho. Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvalecho, me'ato v'yad olom. The final chapter that we will recite is Tehillim Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir ha-ma'alos mi-ma'amakim kirosicho Adonai shimo dekolit yenu azdecho kashubos lekol tachanitoi im avonos tishmoyo Adonai mi-ya'amod kimcho ha-selicho leman tivorei Kivisi Adonai kivso nafshi, blidvaro hocholti, nafshi l'Adonai, mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai yachesed yerbeim ofidus, hu yifteet Yisrael mikol avonosov. We will now recite the Misha Berach for the Cholim. Please insert the names that you may have at the pause. Misha Berach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yevarech V'Yirapi Es HaCholim. Bavur She'akol HaKahol Mispalim Bavuram Bishar ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yemalei Racham Yemaleihem Hachvim Amul Leraposom Ule Hachazik Amul Lehachayosom V'yeslach Lohem Mehera Refua Shaleima Min HaShemayim Leramach Evarehem Ushesog Yideihem V'soch She'archo Le Yisrael Refua Tanefesh Refua Taguf Hashtob Agalog Man Karif V'nomar Amen Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanesunim Batara Uvashivya Ha'omdim bein bayom uvein bayabosh, ha'mokom yirachim aleihem yosiyem yisara livracha, u'meyafeilo liyoro mishibu ligulo, ha'shabagolo bizman kariv, v'nomar, amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Ressler, as we transition into the next segment of our call. First and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Thank you for asking. So, Baruch Hashem, We are doing as well as we possibly can. We are trying to stay positive and grow. But today is a exciting day in our home because it is the first day in which both my 4-year-old son and my 2-year-old son are back in nursery school and playgroup respectively after 2 weeks of quarantine. Baruch Hashem, they did not test positive, but they were exposed, and so they were the schools are doing everything in their power to stay open, and they are doing an incredible job that we are so appreciative for. And so today is an exciting day that they are back, and every day in which they are back is a tremendous bracha for my wife and I and them, most of all. And so it's definitely tough. Nobody can sugarcoat it, but it's the beginning of our second year here. I am fortunate to be the assistant rabbi of an incredible, incredible congregation, incredible shul here in Chicago, and it's certainly not what we expected to a couple months in to be rabbinate to be thrown into, but Hashem puts us where we need to be and be there when we need there. So for us, probably the biggest challenge is that we moved to a community to Chicago where we have no immediate family around, and we haven't seen my in-laws since the summer. We haven't seen my family since 1 year ago this weekend, last Thanksgiving. But Baruch Hashem, we are all healthy, and despite having no family around, my wife is ending in her third trimester of pregnancy. She is doing an incredible job to keep us, myself and my two boys, in check. And like I said, we're an incredible community. He's really taken us in and made us feel comfortable. And I'd be remiss not to mention the incredible tutelage and guidance of our senior rabbi, Rabbi Leonard Matinki, who has given me growth opportunities as well as understanding that the nature of the current climate and my family situation, our needs personally as well. So all things being considered, we are happy to be healthy and have a beautiful family and being part of an incredible community and coming off of Thanksgiving, just trying to be thankful for what we do have, though it is certainly not always easy.
Absolutely, and but so important, as you expressed, to have an attitude of gratitude, and certainly through the perspective. And you never know who might be the ones who are happier to be back in school, whether it's you and your wife or the kids themselves who are happier to be back. Sure. And we want to wish you a shout to that. All should be well. Mm-hmm. Everything should be good. Now, you mentioned Rabbi Matinki, who we were very fortunate to have on the program in its early days back, I believe, in March. And at that time, we did not yet have this segment in which we had a conversation with the Rav to learn more about the community. So this is a great opportunity for you to share with us, for those who may not be familiar with Congregation KINS, to give us a little bit of background, a little bit of an overview of the shul and the community in general.
Absolutely happy to do so, though I will interrupt and say that I highly encourage, I'm sure he'll be very appreciative of this, I highly encourage, even if it's just for this segment, piggyback on the end, but it's certainly, he is a worthwhile individual to be able to hear from directly. But I will do whatever I can to do it justice to that. So we are in, located in Chicago in the West Rogers Park area of the community. We are a religious Zionist modern Orthodox shul, and we are a family. We're about 250 member families, give or take, but we really try to make that 250 into one, as well as all those who come through our doors, even who are not members. And so we have all ranges of ages. You know, we have from elder individuals, senior citizens, and we have the best, tremendous youth director and youth groups that we really provide ourselves in being family-focused and including all members and all age ranges of the community. We've tried very hard during this time period to maintain safety and that sense of community throughout the pandemic, doing as many programming and outreach as we can. And certainly it's gained us trust and tight community members, but certainly it's made that social piece much more challenging as well. But it's really an incredible community that my wife and I have literally had conversations at the Shabbos table that we don't think we could have asked for a better community to begin our career in, with the size and the mentorship and the, quite frankly, normalcy of the people and enjoyment that we have just in attending shul. So we feel very blessed with that.
I mean, so you talk about starting your career there, but the truth is, and this leads into our next question, is that whether it was your time in the chinuch and education working in MTA and TABC, or perhaps more than anything else, and we hear this from rabbis all the time, that those who were part of the OUJLIC, the Jewish Learning Initiative on campus, really serves as a great opportunity for young rabbis, young rebbetzins, to really kind of pave the way to move their way into the pulpit. So I guess the question for you is, what motivated, what drove you, what was the propeller that made you to want to go into the pulpit, to work in the rabbinate and to be a synagogue, to be a shul rabbi?
Absolutely. So I apologize for skipping over that. When I say beginning my career, I mean my first official formal position. But certainly I had tremendous experiences in chinuch, like you mentioned, at MTA and TBC, where I'm incredibly grateful for my wife and I's experience at the OUJLIC at Rutgers. So much that we've learned in terms of from what life is like, on the college campus, as well as my internship. I also interned at the Rinat Yisrael in Teaneck, which was also incredible mentorship and opportunity to learn there. But the first post-internship and post-smicha position is here. And what motivated me, I remember once remarking in a Tamifa class in back in rabbinical school when someone asked us this question of, you know, why are you thinking about going to the pulpit? And I remarked, I remember the words I said. I said, I love Torah and I love people and I want to bring them together, which is totally true. But that is also a very rabbinical school answer. And the more personal piece is that I have certain life experiences during which I, both in terms of the happy experiences and life challenges as well, and I saw the opportunity in which a pulpit rabbi has to, on a personal level, connect with the members of their congregation and play such a role in bringing Torah into all aspects of life, the happy, the challenging, and just connecting with people and bringing Torah into every aspect of the life. And I feel so privileged every day to be able to do that. And again, in such an opportunity with such leadership, but also where I feel so valued and people, I think, appreciate that. And I feel so fortunate to be able to be doing that on a daily basis.
It's a beautiful response and one that's very well articulated. And just to jump back to JLIC for a moment, because I recall a few years ago in conversation with Rabbi Ronald Schwartzberg, who I imagine you know well, who is the director of Jewish Career Guidance and Placement at Yeshiva University at the REITs. He's really the go-to, the first phone call when the communities really across North America are looking for a rabbi or rabbis who are looking for a placement, looking for a shul. But he shared with me that perhaps there really is no better training ground for young rabbis than at JLIC, really prepare them for the pulpit. So certainly so for you and your wife in getting you ready for this next stage and whatever will come. Last question for you today is, with so many changes due to the pandemic, and perhaps now finally there's a light at the end of the tunnel with all the talk about vaccines, when you think about Congregation KINS, when you think about the Jewish community more broadly, what communal changes do you anticipate for yours and maybe those broader Jewish communities as we look towards, and Yirtz Hashem, and it should be soon, a post-COVID-19 world?
Sure. So it's obviously something I think about a lot. It's obviously something I talk about with my wife a lot. Certainly I talk about Rima Tanky and all members of the shul a lot. And it's, you know, we can guess and we can anticipate and we can, you know, think about it. And obviously a lot remains to be seen. But, you know, speaking of the positive, I mean, we have gained so many skills and platforms. You know, I mean, look at what we're doing right now. So many Jews from across the world coming together and davening and learning and working together to grow. And that, I hope, never changes in terms of having the Jewish community. Certainly it's necessary to maintain that specific community we all are a part of, but this unity and this ability to connect with Jews across the world, I think, is something that we should never let go. You know, Rabbi Matinki and I had started one of the things that, and we'll see, I'm not making any promises, but we anticipate sticking is, you know, we started a WhatsApp group where we share a couple minutes halachos every day, and we went from, you know, however many, 20, 30, 40, 50 people that have been chamariv to many more who are able to access that. So the spreading of Torah, of course, there's OU Torah, there's YU Torah, there's already many resources, but I think it's become so much more readily accessible to so many of the rabbis and balabatim out there. So certainly I think that much of that will stick. I also think that, you know, some of the unknowns are what will happen with davening. You know, the more efficient davening, but also hopefully getting back to the spiritual and singing of davening. And so it's really hard to know exactly what will happen. But I think the biggest things are certainly the way in which we can connect over technology in a positive way. And, you know, and also connect with Jews really throughout the world in a way in which we just were never able to do. And I think that's a tremendous, tremendous blessing that comes out of this and that will remain with us even in a post-COVID world.
Yirtz Hashem. Rabbi Ressler, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all Klal Yisrael and the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha and success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered with tova for good. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Speaker to be announced in tomorrow's email. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.